Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. I'm UK Daz as always, and in this episode I'm going to be showing you how to install and use the Lovince Media Player. Now if you haven't already used or heard of the Lovince Media Player, this is the program that allows you to use your Lovince toy with a VR headset. That's right, you can watch your favourite films connected to your Lovince toy. And through the program, you can control the vibrations along with the video. The first thing you're going to want to do is head over to lovince.com and download and install the Video Media Player. If you haven't already got the Lovince Connect app, it's a perfect time to get it. So download and install it. If you need any help setting it up, then check out the video above and have a look in the timestamps to see how to set up and use the Lovince Connect app also. And whilst I remember, at some point during the download or the installation, you may get asked to run and install Microsoft DX. Perfectly safe to do. It's just one of the programs that needs to be installed to help the media player work properly. It's now a good time to make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on, your Lovince toy is also switched on, and you're connected to your Lovince Connect app. Now that your programs are downloaded and installed, go and open the Lovince Media Player. What you'll notice in the middle of the screen is a pink button that allows you to import your videos, whether that be in 2D or 3D. If you want to change which video you're editing later on, use the import button located at the bottom of the screen. If your video has been imported successfully, it will now show up in the preview window at the top of the page. Now, to start creating your vibration pattern for this video, you're going to need to click on the Create a Pattern button located at the bottom of the page. Once clicked, you will see a list of all the Lovince toys. Select the toy that you own that you want to create a vibration pattern for. What you'll notice now along the bottom right hand side of your screen is the pink Lovince icon that you can use to drag up and down to control the vibrations of your toy. So at this point, I personally like to connect my Lovince toy to my PC. I can do this by clicking on the button on the left hand side of the page. Give that button a click, and what's going to happen is a small window is going to pop up asking you whether you want to connect via the USB dongle or through your mobile phone. In this video, I'm going to choose to click on the USB dongle on the left hand side, and that's going to then take me to the Lovince Connect app. All that you're going to want to do is make sure that your Lovince Connect app is connected to your toy via the USB. So just make sure it says it's connected, and once it is connected, it will take you back to the media player. Now that your toy is connected, you can start creating the vibration patterns using the pink ball on the right hand side. At the end of the video, it will automatically ask you if you want to save this pattern, and if at any point during the video you want to save the progress you've made by creating that pattern, just click on the save button in the middle of the page. All you're going to have to do is name that pattern and click the done button. If at any time you want to save, edit or delete that pattern, you're going to want to click on the patterns tab on the top of the page. And you're going to want to locate the one that you want to delete or share by clicking on the three little dots, and it will bring up a small menu asking you whether you want to delete, share or edit that pattern. If at any time you want to preview test what you've created so far, click on the pink icon in the middle of the page and it will take you to the preview window. This window will allow you to play the video along with vibrating your toy at the same time. If you want to go back to your editing window, click on the now blue icon. If you're enjoying this video so far and finding it useful, then please click on that like and subscribe button. I won't be starting the rest of this video until you have done so. Go on. Go and click it. Done? Okay, let's carry on. If you're creating a vibration pattern for a VR headset, then make sure it's connected. And also make sure that if you click on the toggle on the right hand side, you're editing in the right format and layout. You can share your pattern instantly online with the Lovince community. You do this by clicking on the share button in the middle of the page. You will need a Loveints account. If you haven't already got one, then check out the timestamps in the video above. They will show you how to go through and set up an account with Loveints. You can also see how many of the Loveints community have liked your pattern so far. You do this by clicking on the left-hand side, and in the menu that drops down, there is a small like button that you can see how many people have downloaded and liked your pattern. If at any time you want to create a pattern for two toys at the same time, then click on the button on the very left-hand side of the page. That will let you add a second toy to your account. You will have to make sure that the second toy is connected to the Loveints Connect app. Like at the beginning of the video, you just select which toy you want to start creating your second pattern for. And once you've selected it, you'll be taken back to the editing page where you'll now have two bars that you can start moving up and down and controlling which vibrations goes with which toy. The good thing here is Loveints has made it exactly the same as using one toy to what it is for two. So you have all the same options and functions for two toys as what you do for one. So that's it for all the features that Loveints have to offer on their media player. The last part of this video is to solve a problem that you may have if you're using a smaller screen for the Loveints media player. Now, because I use a smaller laptop screen than the app was designed to be used on, I couldn't see the share icon, the save icon, and I also couldn't add my toy at the same time. Now, I haven't been able to find an official workaround for this at the moment, but I have been able to work one out myself. And what you'll need to do if you're having the same problem is open the app, create your pattern first, as you would normally, and then when you're ready to save or share, hover over the middle of the page and you'll find there's a small line break. Click and drag upwards and this will move the page down and show you the share, save and the connect buttons on there. If I have inspired you to buy a Loveints toy, then please click on the first link in the description below. It is an affiliate link, but it doesn't cost you any more to use, and it gives me a very small percentage of Loveints' earnings. That's it for another video, guys. I hope you found it really useful and you've picked up a few tips and tricks on how to fix some of the problems that I've noticed on the Loveints media player. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links are listed in the description below.